The Torah portion Shoftim contains an unusually large number of commandments. One of them is a general sort of commandment, that one shall be complete, tamim tiya, or whole with God. The phrasing of this term, tamim tiya, you shall be complete, seems to indicate that not only must we have complete observance of God's commandments, but somehow our own completion and our own perfection is dependent on this observance. This is explained in Hasidic philosophy by pointing out the interesting correspondence between the number of commandments and the number of parts of the body. There are 613 commandments in the Torah, and so too there are 613 parts of the body. There are 248 parts which are called Evrim, or limbs, and 365 which are termed Gidin. So too the Neshama, the soul of a Jew, also has 613 so-called components or parts. Each of these 613 corresponds to one of the mitzvahs, one of the commandments. And the soul with its 613 components is compared to a rope. As a verse in the Torah states that Yaakov chevel nachlose, that Jacob is compared to a rope of inheritance. That the inheritance is referring to the inheritance of Torah and mitzvahs. And the rope is a bond between the Jew and his Creator. And just as the rope has two ends, so too the soul has two ends, two extremes. The upper end of the soul is bound to God, and it is the lower part of the soul, the lower part of the rope, so to speak, which actually comes into the person's body and enlivens him and gives him his life and guidance. But in reality, the major part of the soul does not even come into the body. It sort of surrounds the body. Its powers are there, and the person can draw on them, but they are not revealed in everyday actions and in everyday life. It is this part of the soul, which is compared to a rope, binding the part of the soul which is in the person to his Creator above. And this bond has 613 components. And the way to strengthen this bond and make it complete is through performance of all of the mitzvahs. When one of these mitzvahs is lacking, it is as if one of these 613 strands has been severed. The rope still exists. There is still a connection here, because there are 612 other strands. But this one strand has been completely severed. The person is not complete, and his connection is not complete. Nevertheless, when confronted with a certain mitzvah, a person could always think, well, I'm still Jewish, I'm still connected to my source, even without fulfilling this particular mitzvah. There are some commandments, however, which so deeply affect the essence of a Jew that one could not even fool oneself and think that he's still remaining connected while violating such a commandment. The prohibition of idolatry, for example, or converting away from the Jewish faith. These are things which a person could not say that they will break them and nevertheless be connected as a Jew. It is as if this particular strand, this one of the 613, is such a thick one that the person feels that if this one is severed, the entire rope will break. There could be other strands connecting him, but perhaps this one is such an important one that the rope will no longer be strong enough to hold. And although the person remains a Jew for his entire life, no matter what actions he does, nevertheless, we find Jews throughout the ages have given up their lives rather than worship idolatry or do other such prohibitions, even though they might have had virtually no knowledge whatsoever of Judaism. This observance is not based on intellectual considerations, but rather is a manifestation of this rope, of this strong connection which a Jew has to God and his inability and unwillingness to separate from him. The commandment, Tamim Tiya, you shall be complete, carries this to its ultimate extent, that the inability of a Jew to become separate from his Creator should not only apply to these quote-unquote more major strands of the rope, those that he feels in which he is being separated, but rather to all of the strands of the rope, since there are 613 different types of connections to God, different ways which connect the soul to God. All of these 613 connections must be strengthened and must remain attached in order for him to have a complete connection for God. And when the person feels this connection through all of these 613 ways, then his observance of all of the 613 will be complete, and his own soul will also be complete.